So, you have to go to a social welfare office to sign on for the dole. Once you leave the office, the last thing you want to do is turn around and go back in again. Well, that's just what these people do.
People, they come in and they're kind of a little bit lost, and you notice these people, you have to keep an eye out for them.
You are shy, you feel depressed, and you know, you want to dodge and do it, you know, that kind of a thing, you know.
Never seen so many sad faces. Never seen so many sad faces.
How are we doing? I'm looking forward to starting them next week. Yeah, no, it's fantastic. You'll enjoy it. And you know what, you'll make friends yourself. It's terrific.
Tala Library, a meeting room. There are 41 people here. Most are in their 30s, over half are African, most are out of work, and all are here to volunteer.
Just to keep my experience going, because it's not really good sitting at home. Sitting at home, you could forget most things you've known.
Purely because I'm unemployed and you can't let the grass grow under your feet either, you know, you have to actually keep active. So.
Sorry, will you sure maybe get in together? That's great, thanks very much. Let me see.
Greta Fox is running the show.
Will you join them two girls there? Great, thanks very much. You three lads are already all right together?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
No problem. Now, I want to hear questions.
This is a training session for people who are volunteering to stand in the local social welfare office and answer questions and give out information to those in the queues.
What do you reckon I need to bring with me?
Go ahead and bring your P45 and P60.
I work in the Tala Local Employment Services, right? People ask, like, where do I go to get a medical card? Where's the tax office? Where's, you know, all different things like this? Like,
you can go down to the Citizens Information Centre. There's one of those in Tala, and they'll be able to help you get hold of one of those.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Magic. That was great. Did you volunteer before ever?
No.
Oh, yeah, terrific. Yeah, I look forward to working with you. Okay.
You have to go to local health center or citizen information center, and there you can get application form and any advice.
I just think, like, I mean, if people on the queue say friendly face, and look, I come up to them, or the volunteer comes up to them and say, maybe there's something useful in this card. And then they're reading the card while they're on the queue, right? Okay. But sometimes the queues can be so long. Maybe one of them wants to go for a smoke and they'd say, well, will you take me place or whatever.
So they stand in the queue for the person.
Yeah.
And do people not get annoyed then around them?
Oh, no. Not at all. Another question that you could have followed down from that is, how do I know I qualify for a medical card, right? So then you would say then, well, are you on social welfare? Are you the people on social welfare?
Outside the social welfare office in Tala, Greta has volunteers arriving at 9:30.
This is Tayo and this is Colin.
11:30.
Good morning, how are you?
And so on, every 2 hours.
This week I'm going to have to be here from 9:30 every day. That's tiring, because my little knees are going, like, you know. So what I do is now when they come, I'll give them the tour of social welfare, show them where everything is, where the toilets are, where the community welfare office is, where do I sign on. You know, you just direct people, signpost them to wherever. And then I'll show them where the FOSS office is. I'll show them where the Garda station is, the tax office, the Citizens Information Centre. So I showed them the whole lot then this morning. Well, there's your first thing. Your badge, I'm a volunteer.
One of the volunteers, Colin, has already spotted someone in the queue he knows.
Just a friend I seen there. He's out for a month. He walks, but he's just out for a month. Knocked him off for a month.
So did he ask you what you were doing? Were you signing on yourself?
Yeah, he asked me. I was just volunteering.
Living in Tala and then being here in social welfare, you know an awful lot of people. So sometimes it's hard on the volunteer, like, you know, because if they meet a neighbour, and you know, that's why on the training we always say, like, you know, you're just here to signpost people. You can't say things like, oh God, I was on disability and I did this and I did that. Do you know, that kind of thing. You just have to signpost them to where they should be going to. Yeah.
Okay, so don't get involved in chat.
No. Just say hello.
Because people are mortified then a bit.
Yeah, I mean, they're embarrassed meeting a neighbour. Do you know that kind of way? Mm.
Even if there's loads of people being laid off?
Yeah, I still find out with people yet to say. Yeah.
They pretend they don't see them?
Yeah.
Well, why did you decide to volunteer?
Oh, yes, I've been doing voluntary work all this while. I mean, I want to keep my head busy. You know, can't sit at home the whole day. I do read a lot. I watch television programs, that is documentaries and sports and news. It benefits me, you know. Mm-hmm. Idle mind is a devil's workshop.
The idle mind is a devil's workshop.
Yeah, it is. Because if you're idle, nothing to think about, you'll be thinking about crazy things, you know. Yeah.
This might be another.
Okay. What's your
sound? Oh, the old one. Hey, 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 hey.
After making you miss it, am I?
It doesn't matter. They'll ring back.
Do you ever let it run out? Do you ever let it run the length of the song?
No, no, because it drives them all mad and work, but I like it.
How did you get involved in this?
Well, my manager at the Tower Local Employment Services, she put me onto this. So I'm seconded for a month from my normal duties now onto this.
Which
mind
is what?
It actually takes more than a month, it takes about 6 weeks.
What's your
normal duty is a mediator with the Tallaght Local Employment Services.
Oh, what does that involve?
Trying to help people get jobs or further their education, put them into courses, whatever.
Have you had success stories? Or?
Yes, I have. I mean, you see that young one out this morning. Before that, I deal with the 18 to 28-year-olds. I like that age group. You know?
Which can be an angry and a frustrated age.
Oh, God, yeah. You know? But I have four of them at home myself, so I'm used to it. You know? So that's why I love my work. It reminds me it's home from home. Yeah, it is very hard.
But they come into you and they're all full of
the joys and everything else. And then, like, you know, I would have worked with an awful lot of early school leavers, you know? So I mean, I just love working with that young age group, you know?
What do you like about it?
It's terrific when you see them, you know, at the beginning, like, you know, when you start dealing with people, they're shy and, you know, they put their feet up on the seat and their hats on. You know, by the time they're finished, like, you know, and I've had people, like, you know, that really go on to go on and get successful. Like, I mean, we had one young one there last week that got a BA in Community Studies. And, I mean, she started, like, you know...
Describe her when she first came in.
Oh, she was... didn't give a care, chewing the gum, you know, what are you going to do for me, what are you going to do, do you know, that kind
of
way.
It's everybody else's fault.
Yeah, yeah, you know, but hers, like, you know. So, I mean, she's completely different now, like, you know. She said, oh, Greta, I was a weapon, you know. I said, you were,
But what were you like when you were that age?
I was like her.
You're bolshy, were you?
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was everybody else's fault but mine. Oh, I was wild. I was wild.
I'm from Nigeria.
Why are you along here this morning?
At least I just released from prison, you know, so I know my time there. I've been working. And I just came back. It's not easy for me for sitting down. I've been looking for a job, you know, for the past few days now. Things is very hard and... I don't mind for doing voluntary job, you know.
What kind of work were you doing in prison?
I work in the bakery in Monjoy. Then when I get to the open prison in Aklo, I work in the kitchen. Then I do a guardian job.
This man I was just talking to says that if you've got no work, it's kind of hard to stay good. It's kind of hard to not get involved in bad stuff. Are you worried about that yourself?
Yeah. Well, that's why, you know, I need a job, something to do, and, you know, get myself busy, you know.
Sure. What happened that you ended up in prison?
I was caught in a friend's house, you know, and the guards come there to bust the house and they find drugs in the house. So, you know, actually it's not mine, you know.
Sure.
You know, it's because I'm scouting, you know, and that caused a lot of, you know, damage for me as well.
And do you have a drug problem yourself?
No.
How long did you spend in prison?
It is a 3-year sentence, yeah. I spent 15 months.
That's a long time.
Yeah, you know, at least I got 3 months of, you know.
Right. And do you have family outside?
Yeah, I have family.
Children? And
yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, so that's difficult. How do you feel about going and talking to the people here? Are you shy? Are you
no? I'm not shy.
You're not shy?
I'm not shy.
I'm originally from Taiwan.
Okay.
And I live here 10 years. My husband is from Ireland.
So how do you feel about going in this morning?
Well, I think it's very interesting because it's something to do. I don't work, and I just keep myself active, you know.
Did you used to work here?
Yeah, I do. I used to work as a graphic designer. I didn't like it. No, I think in the end it's the English. English, because as a graphic designer, often we have to come up with very creative ideas using English. And I found that very hard.
One of the volunteers is actually recognised by some of his older colleagues. Well, his name is Colin McStay. He was a public figure when he was a toddler. He had a rare liver disorder, and his family campaigned for the Irish health system to help treat it. That was in the mid-1980s.
Why did you decide you wanted to volunteer?
Just to do my part in these times and to get more experience as well, and just to help communities in the area towards social welfare systems. At the time, I was going through a period where jobs are hard to come by myself, so I wanted to help in any way. Money wasn't a factor in the short term, just to help and get a bit of experience in a different area from what I was doing before.
Which was what? What was that area?
Media, working freelance for magazines and newspapers on various subjects.
You're Colin McStay, and you were quite a famous person in this country when you were young. Has that had an impact on your reason for deciding to volunteer?
No, I'm just an everyday citizen like everyone else. That's a long time ago, I don't even remember, so I was two. I'm just making my way in life like everyone else, so...
But the fact that you were helped out by so many people doesn't make you think I must be a volunteer or I should volunteer. You would have done it anyway.
Well, I think everybody, most people are charitable in their own ways, whether it be donating money to fund a box outside the shopping centre or doing it on a more permanent basis. So this is it. I'm just doing my bit for society and no more, no less.
Do you hate having the name Colin McStay at all? Are there times when you say, oh, please...
I think I'm the... well, I did a Google search. I think I'm the only one in the world. I don't know, but if there's another one, I'll be meet up sometime and okay. See where their life has gone.
So when one of the volunteers in there said to you, oh, I know you from when you were a kid, does that make you feel exposed, or is it somebody different? Are you thinking that too?
Most people my age don't know about that. So, okay. Like me, babies like me, so that's that.
After 2 hours, each group finishes its shift.
I found that the people queuing at the door, they're fairly sufficient as regards as to where they're going. But the people down to the right of the building, they're a little bit lost, and they're new people coming in, and so I would approach them and give them the various forms.
How do you notice that they're lost? Is it that the way they're looking around?
They're generally, yes, the way they're looking around. They don't know where to sit and so forth. And they, you know, although they may have got information from the reception, they're still a little bit lost. They've got that lost look on their faces.
And what do you say to them when you go up to them?
So I would just approach them and just tell them that this is general information sheet and give them that.
And do they talk to you at all about why they're there, or do they just say thanks?
Not really. They just say thanks because they just kind of want to get their business done and that's it.
It was not busy today.
Was it not?
Very quiet.
What kind of questions did people ask you?
Just about the fuss. Just what I am doing here. And
were they?
Yeah.
Did they want to know were you getting paid? Was it a job?
No. Okay. Just so. Thanks, that's all.
Okay. Where are you from, did you say?
Latvia.
From Latvia. Did you meet anybody Latvian or...?
No. No. Just few Russian speakers from Africa, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. It was interesting.
And were they Africans?
Africans, yeah, but they were in Russia for a while, yeah.
Quiet day than I think other days today.
How many people came up to you, or how many were you talking to?
10 to 15 people over an hour period, yeah.
That was good.
Just, yeah.
And what kind of questions did they ask?
Just a few asked for directions to the place, and I just said Citizens Information Centre is your first stop, and others just smiled and took the note and went off, and that was that. Mild Friday morning in Tala.
Colin, thanks very much.
So are you all right then for next week?
Yeah, well, no problem.
You can take your badge home with you and don't lose it. They're like gold dust. Mm-hmm. You know? People will be offering you €50 for them badges. Mm. Don't give it to them. Right, see you so. God bless.
Thanks. Bye.
See you. Now.
Greta Fox and the volunteers at the Social Welfare Office in Tallaght, Dublin. You've been listening to The Curious Ear. I'm Ronan Kelly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.